Here's what Microsoft are saying about this security flaw on their website. The vulnerability exists as an invalid pointer reference in the data binding function of Internet Explorer, which sounds terribly complicated to me. We're actively investigating the vulnerability and we will take appropriate action to protect our customers. It's only Internet Explorer 7 that's affected. This is Internet Explorer 6, although there's no guarantee that that this version of the browser isn't affected either. It's mostly affecting gaming sites at the moment. Effectively, hackers are able to put a bit of code onto an infected gaming site that is able to extract things like password and account details from your version of Internet Explorer. I'm not suggesting that World of Warcraft is affected, but I'm just showing you as an illustration here. Of course, that leads to the worry that it's only another step forward for hackers to then target bank websites so that they could steal our banking details. Experts are suggesting that until Microsoft fixes this flaw, you might want to try out any one of the other browsers that are out there. This is Google's Chrome, which looks very much like Internet Explorer. This is Firefox's Mozilla, or Mozilla's Firefox, rather. Again, it looks very much like Internet Explorer. And you may think that Apple's Safari only runs on a Mac. You'd be wrong. There's a PC version, too. This is what Safari looks like on a PC. So maybe time to give it a go and download one of these free Internet Explorers, one of, from other manufacturers other than Microsoft, until all of this is over.